Hi, Jimmy from Startup Society. So glad to be back. I am sorry I've been hit seriously by a man flu for more than a week. It's been very serious. I felt like I was going to die, like most men do. But I'm still here, thankfully. So good to be back. The story I want to share with you today is very important, actually. It's very funny. You have this mail guy, this mailman who, of course, brings us all our mail in the district where I live. And he's a funny looking guy, you know. He actually has a pretty face and some very clear blue eyes, but bearded and a long hair and so on. But he's always smiling and always happy. And if you drive around town and he sees you on his mail car, he will wave, put his arm out the window and wave at you and smile at you and so on. He's always happy. He's always, you know, he's always bringing out the positive. And he's actually known for bringing out joy in the whole community where we live. So he's an excellent guy. And I just recently, when he came by our house with mail, I asked him, man, I love when you're coming by. I want to know what keeps you so happy. Why are you always so happy? And how do you stay motivated like that? That's amazing. I mean, I didn't say that to him, but considering that he's just you know, a mailman, how can he stay happy? And that's just something that really taught me something. And I want to pass it on to you. So the story is this guy, he's a former soldier. He's been fighting in Afghanistan, and his whole squad were hit they were attacked by Taliban, and he actually lost two of his friends, and several of the other guys that he were with were injured, and he was injured as well. I think he mentioned he was hit in his arm and shoulder, and he was knocked out. Fortunately, they were rescued because they were quite a big battalion moving through this area where the Taliban was controlling, and so they got swiftly back to the camp and gave them the necessary care to save most of them. But unfortunately, two of the guys died. But what he then said to me just hit me so deep. He said, you know what? I woke up and I didn't know where I was, but I was just so happy to be alive. When I found out that I've been shot and I could have been killed and I would never see my wife or my little girl again, my whole life changed. I promised myself from that moment that I would never be angry again, that I will always be happy no matter what life throws at me. So he came back, still struggling to, you know, with the trauma from the war and so on, and he got a job as a mailman just to start out. And he's been working there for like five, six, 7 years now, maybe longer. I don't know. I don't know when he came back from Afghanistan, but he's been doing that for several years now. And he just said, I'm so happy every day I get up. I just have this one thing in my head that I want to spread joy in the community where I live. I want everyone to be as happy as I am now. I want people to know what a feeling it is to wake up every day and you get to spend yet another day with your loved ones. So, I think this story really puts things into perspective. I mean, we all get caught up in, you know, we want to build big businesses, we want to gain success, we want to do this, we want to do that. And then sometimes we actually forget all the good things we have around us. I mean, as he said, he has a small apartment where he lives with his wife and daughter, and they have everything they need. And he's just so happy every day he wakes up. I mean, is that something that you and I can do? Can we appreciate what we already have instead of always chasing the next thing? I will try to deploy this attitude in my life. And I've been really been thinking deep about what I have and what I actually need to gain to be where I want to be. And am I already where I want to be in life? And so on and so forth. But just, you know, a little rant to get you thinking, what is life about and what is your true happiness? So good to be back, guys. See you soon. Jimmy from Startup Society.